Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey. He visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak, against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 52. Wow, the last Man in the Street for 2017. So from those celebrating Hanukkah, to Christmas, to Kwanzaa, we welcome you all, one and all. And that M period, A period, N period of Man in the Street is an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those on blogtalkradio.com listening online, you can still feel free, if you're listening through to the EMAX radio portion, dial a number of 646-478-0944, like the 216-804-216-609-216-820. Let me give you three quick disclaimers because I'm kind of pumped this day, and I tell you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me, 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press 1 or call back. So with that being said, let me give you like the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of this Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa week. I'm going to work my way back from number 10. Number 10 is Emax the Image. Oh, yes, he did produce the last track that we just started off with, that Tribal War Cry. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, debuting in this region. Hey, he returned. Stern for his first full-fledged concert. MGK, yep, that's entertainment, all right. Number 7, debuting Lava Flame. DJ Jack the Ripper had a toy giveaway with artists. They did a couple of those things, which was nice. Number 6, the debut, Aliana DeFreeze. Let's Make a Change Foundation. They had a toy giveaway at the Chandler Park building, I believe, the past Saturday. Iced Out Productions, Sister Alonda, they helped them with that. Number 5, Activist Christmas Party was last Wednesday at Josephine's. Man in the Street helped at least co-host alongside ClevelandUrbanNews.com. A lot of people spoke, and that was much needed. Number 4, debuting, the Cleveland Remembrance Page was last Saturday at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Black Man's Army headquarters, where grieving families who lost loved ones, the youth from the families, received toys. It was a full house. You had dancing cartoon characters, food. Black on Black Crime Incorporated members helping out. Channel 19 did show up. Views. Eric Ming was there. Sade, Reverend Pinckney. And I want to send a special infamous. Did you have the nerve to call my private phone line while I'm on the air doing my show, Sheila Reese? Sheila Reese, you get that big shout out right now. Now, where was I? I know. Number 3. Yep, number 3 already. And that is the debut of the Democratic Ward Club Christmas Party at the East Cleveland Library. They asked Man in the Street to speak. More on what I said in just a moment. Number 2 is a big jump. The Black House Sounds Christmas Party last Friday. More on just a little while. Last Friday, what debuted? Well, voiceatradio.com had their Christmas party with Chicago Chicken and Waffles. Chef James Down Solid Entertainment showed up there. They went between floors, headlines of Headaches Live, where they even interviewed Man in the Streets to talk about Black House Sounds. Line dancing, ornament, basketball, and 5 different Facebook Lives. That's all I have to say on that one. I'm going to, before I go to the person, the first phone caller, let people know that if you choose, you can go to Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, which are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and the number 37 passes like East 152nd St. Clair Intersection. The number 28 passes by Euclid, but if you walk down Ivanhoe, that's a good walk from Euclid. A lot farther than, but you can get your workout on. I do that a lot myself sometimes. And also, for those who wish to send in music, Emax Radio, that's EMAXX Radio at gmail.com. And I will throw out there voice at radio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on Tuesdays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Tomorrow, a brother by the name of Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven. So, with that being said, I am going to go to our first phone caller at the 216-804 phone number. 216-804, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'd like to thank you and the group that gave away the toys for children. And I think that was a wonderful job that you all did. And thank you and all those that helped to serve you. And thankful to Black on Black Crime and all the rest of them that thought about the children. And next time we will do something in memoriam for Peaches and Galatia so
right.
They'll never forget them. Thank you for everything. You all keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, with that being said, that was deep, and before I go to the 216-609, the 216-820, like I say, I'm just very pumped for how great the past week seemed to go. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-609 phone number, 216-820, I have not forgotten about you. I'm pumped because we had a Black House Sounds open mic night last Friday, December 22nd. To see Down Solid Entertainment, Twinsburg, guest artist 1008 Visions, old Mr. Ronnie B., the Friends Fellowship Youth Hip Hop. hip-hop praise dancers, the Parkers dance team, that have solos from Sheriff Kilroy, Miller Grand, Joseph Motley Jr., Bindo, Bang. You also had Mr. Powers, the host with the most, Dorian, Black House Sounds performing. You had Voice at Radio guests who left their own party to come down and at least show support, like Pastor Lamont, Lady D. I mean, to have spaghetti, chicken, quesadillas, salad, sandwiches. Yes, it was that type of Christmas party. Keep in mind, when we tell you about the next open mic night, it will be at Friends Fellowship, located. You can find that sign when you go to 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2091, with the 44112 area code. For those who say, well, I might not be able to get there. They just snatched my car up. I'm being repoed. Take the 2080 to get you right there. I also wanted to let people know that so far a few other things will be happening, but I just wanted to let you know that the reason I'm double pumped is, let's say that the day before that, they had the Democratic War Club in East Cleveland. You had the East Cleveland Councilman at Large, Nathaniel Martin. Also, one of the other gentlemen who joined him as well, Ward 3's Ernest L. Smith, East Cleveland Councilwoman Barbara Thomas, Prosecutor Michael O'Malley, County Exec Armand Budish, State Rep Kent Smith, Ward 10 Anthony Hairston from Cleveland City Council, Judges Francine Goldberg, Maureen Clancy, and Cassandra Collier-Williams, with at least 15 other candidates for office. Now, you know they asked man in the street to speak, and you know I had to give East Cleveland credit for making history, recalling a mayor and city council president. Plus, I had to ask them to please stop being scared of being militant or to use the word militant. Hey, Jesus, Yahshua the Messiah, he was militant. John, Luke, Peter, Mark, tell you, Jesus threw the gamblers out of his father's temple. It wasn't like he went and said, will you all please leave? No, he threw them out. Noah, activist, Samson, militant, David, militant, done with my 8-foot stepladder for this soapbox. Probably I have people on the phone line, and they're probably saying, we sick and tired of hearing you talk about militant stuff, open mics, all kind of stuff, and I apologize, so I'm going to the first person, 216-609. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound, what's up, the sheriff? The sheriff.
Oh, I'm feeling blessed, man. I'm feeling blessed. What's on your mind, fam?
Well, to everyone, first of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening in. I also would like to say that album cover, man, if people don't know, you need to know right now about that album cover the Sheriff has, that new album that's about to come out, about to blaze. A lot of people, when it comes to that conscious type of music, like the first track I just heard tonight, you know, them some powerful words, some real lyrics. It's not that that 2016-17 mumble rap that we've been hearing for the last 2 years straight. You know,
right.
There's been a few nice songs coming out from some local artists, but I'm not a critic or nothing like that. I just call it how I see it, like people call it how they see it when it comes to our music, because everybody don't like what we do, but it's a lot that do, so we encourage us to keep going. I also want to show love to Black Odyssey. I want to show love to Swab. Miller Grant, so many people, Emax, we can't forget about the African Museum, Ted over there, we can't leave that out of question, you know, Ronnie D from Twinsburg, Art McCoy, just so many people. So if I ain't named you, I apologize. Merry Christmas. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Can't tell you when the next open mic gonna be, but I know it was so packed. This is how I know God is real, because, you know, for people that's listening, I'm about to hurry up and get off. You know, to start something, an open mic at a church, that's some hard stuff to do, and for people to come, because a lot of people, you know, when you tell them, you know, you could be yourself, you know, just don't use the N-word, you don't got to talk bad about women, or this and that. But other than that, you can be yourself and you will be accepted. A lot of artists is like, no, I'm not walking up in the church. I'm not doing that. And what always ends up happening anyway, it's always a few artists that come with spiritual songs that make it okay anyway. And then artists is impacted with the spirit and not being judged. And if the clubs won't let you in because there's so many people dying in front of them, then you might as well go to a spot that's a nice environment where you ain't got to worry about getting your head bust open. So that's something to think about. Black House Sound makes real clean music. And much love to Carl Powers. Know that his single is coming real soon. That dude is a beast. And I'm
yes,
out.
He is.
And I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I can say one thing that he's telling the truth. If you all haven't heard that single, I just had a preview. That's all I have to say before I get to the 216-820 phone number. Let's start this off and at least take the time to say rest in peace to Dick Enberg, January 9th, 1935 to December 21st, 2017. He was the play-by-play man for various sports on numerous radio and TV networks like NBC, CBS, ESPN, and individual teams through his 60-year career, including the Tournament of Roses Parade, which he would sometimes do the Roses Parade while flanked by members of his own family helping him out before retiring in 2016. His catchphrase was, "Oh my," which he used, yep, even when Ernest Biner fumbled the ball on his way to the end zone to try to help the Browns beat Denver. Of course, we know that didn't happen. He fumbled the ball, Ernest Biner did, on his way to the end zone with a, "Oh my." Dick Enberg passed via heart attack. And also, while we're on the list, please pray for Gail Sparks. She lost her cousin recently. I also want to take the time to say this coming Thursday, December 28th, Euclid Residential Engagement Form. So the Residential Engagement Form, Community Repair, is how it appears, you know, Residential Engagement Form is how it appears on Facebook. Resident and Police Relations, Community Dialogue, moderated by Dr. Richard Montgomery. On the panel will be Mayor Hallheimer, Council President Charlene Mancuso from Euclid, Black Lives Matters, Kareem Hinton, Cassandra McDonald from the Laws Foundation, Dia Beecham, Euclid resident, Hank Davis, Icons, Euclid residents, Euclid Public Library, 631 East 222nd Street, Euclid, Ohio 44123. Now, you know, it starts, I will say, 6 p.m. Get there at 6 p.m. You can catch the number 28, 222nd Lakeshore to get there, but in leaving, you will probably have to, your best bet is to walk down towards Lakeshore and catch like the 30 or something like that to get you back to where you go, because by 7 o'clock, just giving you the fair warning, the 222nd 28 stops running. So kind of good to know these things. You know, you just kind of need to know them if you're going to travel somewhere. Also, I want to at least thank DJ Dollar Rock for having a Christmas dinner honoring Mama Porter, putting her on Facebook Live, whether she knew she was or not. And I also want to thank Vanessa's Fashions for helping honor Mama Porter on the West Side with fashions for her. Got some things together for the man in the street, and I just want to say I thank them both. Mama had a good time at DJ Dollar Rocks. I might not have been able to make it over there, but had to go and pick up and make sure things looked out for Mama Porter, you know, after I got off the J-O-B thing earlier. So I just appreciate those type of things. You have to be able to do that. And before I go to the 216-820, I want to tell people this won't take long at all. This is less than about 2 minutes as I let people know about Baby Jordan Rodriguez. Now, Baby Jordan Rodriguez, he was murdered, and like I say, he was 5 years old, buried in the backyard. The tip on that came from Pakistan, as Jordan's relative, called the police. The mom and the boyfriend were arrested. There was a vigil last Thursday. Loretta Ferguson led it. Now, the mom had eight other children. Jordan had special needs. Now, along ministers and other people from the community, the first woman general of Black on Black Crime, Inc., noticed, you know, Donna Walker Brown, she noticed that there were over 200 people out there and came out with the Jordan Rodriguez pledge because neighbors and other families said at the vigil that they saw that something wasn't right. So the pledge is simply as follows. It's a quick one, too. I'm my neighbor's keeper and paying attention to the children in my community is part of my life. Remember, if you want to take back the street, parents be the adult in your house and take control. Neighbors, don't be afraid to sit on your front porch. Black community, the no snitch rule has devastated our inner city neighborhood and destroyed the village that helps raise a child. So being loyal to street gang rules will guarantee martial law sooner than later. That's it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to 216-820. I know you're tired of hearing my loud mouth on this holiday festive evening. 216-820, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying? My belly kind of full from all that good food, you know what I'm saying, on this great holiday. But to all you people out there, this is Mr. Powers, you know what I'm saying, from Black House Sound. And yes, this past Friday night was a phenomenal, phenomenal event. And the reason why I say that wasn't a phenomenal event, because you seen old faces, you seen new faces, you seen faces
right.
that have performed at the other church, you seen new face, you seen the old faces at the newest church that we're at currently. And I tell you right now, that place right there, when people saw it, they was just shocked by the atmosphere and how everything was conducted. And then, you know, to top it off all on that, you know what I'm saying, you had some of the greatest and livest performances from Black House Sound. In fact, I want to elaborate on some of that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to give a special, special, special shout out to the one and only Hurricane Bang. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you want
yeah.
to know why? You know what I'm saying? Because, see, when you are a Black House Sound original and you plant seeds in this world and go ahead and pattern their career, but in their own way after their father, that makes them a branch. That makes them branches of the Black House Sound family tree also in the future. So that goes to show how strong a legacy can build.
Right.
You know, so when it comes to Hurricane Bang and his sons, Tyon and Keon, you two young brothers, keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing because this is Mr. Powers, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love your talent, and I most of all love what y'all are doing. Don't stop doing what you're doing because the devil is a liar, and that's how important how our youth is. So to everyone that's out there, yes, as my partner, Mr. Motley, has said, I'm going to tell you like this here. Okay, we do not know just yet when the very next one will be, but I'll tell you right now, when you come to these open mic night events, you're going to get fed and you're going to be entertained and you are going to love and enjoy the atmosphere for what Black House Sound has brought to you. And not just by what Black House Sound is bringing to you, what God is bringing to you.
I appreciate that message. It's a strong one.
Exactly. And to everyone, that's out there, as Mr. Motley said, coming soon, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of projects that's coming forth. You got a single from Mr. Powers. Hurricane Bang's newest single is up there. Check it out. It is fire. You also got some new joints from Mr. Motley himself. And CCR3 will be released real soon. It will be in full effect. I'm about to go ahead and lay it down because this fullness from this food doesn't really make me drowsy. But hey, you know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year. One love from Mr. Powers at Black House Sound. Shouts out to my brother, the partner in crime, Mr. Motley. I'm out.
Man, I thank you for that. And before we can really get out of this subject, I want to let people know that you can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. That's M-O-T-L-E-Y Jr. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. Period. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang page. You know, I want to also let people know that I am a Superwoman Radio. It's also on Facebook, so I'm a Superwoman Radio. I want to also thank her for Christmas Eve putting in the Black House Sound music into rotation. That was a beautiful thing. And you can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture. And I'm looking at the song from Black House Sounds that kind of fits where I'm about to go. So if you give me a chance to take this 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox out, because, you know, Professor Malana Karenga created Kwanzaa in 1966 as the first African-American, you know, traditional holiday. Now, Kwanzaa is Swahili for first fruits of the harvest, to be celebrated from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in feast and gift-giving. You can light a candle a day in the Kinara, K-I-N-A-R-A, seven candles. So it's coming basically speaking from Pan-Africanism, Black nationalists. That was the starting point. Going to the communitarian African philosophy with seven core principles. I'm going to give you the Swahili term, and then what it means, if you don't mind, which is kind of like number one, umoja, unity, which is family, community, nation, race. Number two, kujikagalia, self-determination, to define and name ourselves, create and speak for ourselves. Number three, ujima, collective work and responsibility, build and maintain our community together and solve our brothers and sisters' problems together. Number four is ujamaa, collective economics, build, maintain our stores, shops, businesses together and profit. Number five, NIA, purpose, develop community and restore our people to traditional greatness. Kumba, number six, is creativity, to do as much as we can to leave our community greater than when we inherited it. Number seven is Imani, faith, believe in our people, parents, teachers, leaders, righteousness, and victory of our struggle. Now, some white institutions are now celebrating Kwanzaa, as well as Black people who also celebrate Christmas. Now, before you House Negro folk say, well, it ain't in the Bible, neither is Christmas. The Bible never gives Jesus birth, all right? Nor does it say we should celebrate it via gift-giving and other things. Now, you'll find upon studies that Christmas roots come through from pagan, because Jesus' birth was during the Jewish calendar, but most of the world converted by force to the Roman Gregorian calendar. But I'm not disrespecting those who celebrate Christmas, because I can sit back and enjoy the holiday, people being happy, and celebrating your interpretation of the Savior. That's what's important. Because if I point fingers at you, I'm sitting in judgment on you. Now, some of y'all Negroes sit in judgment on me. But wait, I know Kwanzaa isn't in the Bible. Some will say, why red, black, and green? Well, you need to speak the King's English. You American. Look, fool, go to Little Italy and say, take those flags down, Italian. You're not Italian, you American. They'll chase your ass out because they have pride in themselves. Chinatown, same thing. Pride. Tell them at the Latino Fest when they yell Mexican pride, Latino pride with their flags, speaking their dialect. Quit waving your flag, you American. Stop and speak English. Those are fighting words, and some of the same words that Trump supporters are using. That's what they tell you. As a matter of fact, Jews will say, I'm a Jew, although technically it's a religion, not a race, but I digress. But they're proud to be a Jew and will say, my Jewish community, Israel. Go tell them, you American. Those folks will be fighting mad. So, you know, quit if you're black saying, P be nicer. Keep being American. Culture is not important. Because to Palestinians, Arabs, Asians, it's important. And I'll be damned if it shouldn't be important for us. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This next record kind of fits my feeling right now. One of my personal favorites. Wait a minute. I think it's from that CCR 2. Yep, yep.
Sex and drugs, they addicted every second, and most people can't read a shit. they ain't thinking better than ask Bill Cosby. Thanks for what you said, then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life winning, they ain't not as over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship, no one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say,
they
can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Hey, you know, I want to, before I send out the next song, give a special, special shout out to Danielle. Wow, rolling together for a couple of years. You know, that person is a special person in your life when I think they're going to have like free ice skating downtown at Public Square, like noon to three or something like that on New Year's Eve day this Sunday. And I was like, I might have to get out there and try that. Might fall off and break every bone in my body. And she was like, hey, she put it out there online and said, I'll be right there with you. So I can appreciate that on everything. Before I play the next track, I have something to send out on that regards. But I have to pull out the 60-foot step ladder for this soapbox. And it might make a lot of people who are either on the phone lines or listening upset with me. But anyway, it's a 60-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Because you know what happens in college football. Sometimes teams in college, if they play football, they might win and put points up, and they'll be in their 60s, maybe even in the 70s. I mean, 70 to 12 or 67 or what have you. Could be a score like 52 to 14 or 64 to nothing. And I do believe in sportsmanship. So it makes sense after a game. You know, let's say you're on a losing team, right? And the coach of the losing team, they're hollering and say, it's poor sportsmanship for running up the game. It makes sense, except for one thing. No one said you have to spare your opponent a butt weapon. Nowhere in the rules book does it say that. It doesn't say take it easy with the lead. You don't want to be involved in a blowout. Then maybe you should go out as a coach and say, hey, it's a 30-point lead already. Play your routes, shut them down, or we'll be smashed. You know, sometimes in the NFL, I'm just giving you a picture because some people aren't into sports, and I got you. But you have teams like the Port Patriots, all right, New England Patriots or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, they're known to sometimes have a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they get the ball back with 3 minutes left in the game, and they leave Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger, you know, in perspective, Brady for the Patriots or Roethlisberger for the Steelers. They'll leave them in the game with 3 minutes left without benching them. And they may score a touchdown. And usually the losing NFL coach complains that it's poor sportsmanship because they ain't sit the starting quarterbacks on the bench. But it's still not a rule. If you are a coach and you're losing by 21 points with 3 minutes left, it's up to you as a coach, gut check time, to tell your team to suck it up, play hard, stop them, or you lose by 28 points. Don't expect mercy. Now, last year, the Browns lost 10 games in a row. And Chris McNeil, Browns season ticket owner, he was a season ticket owner. He had season tickets. He came up with this crazy idea to throw a parade if the Browns go 0-16. Well, they won a game. So they went to 1-15. And the money that would have gone into the parade went to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. This year, the Browns are 0-15 so far, with one game left. And the Browns' Perfect Season Parade 2.0, which is it's on Facebook, said the parade is a fun afternoon while protesting ownership. Protesting front office, saying the fans aren't happy and the fans aren't satisfied. That would be on January 6th, the same day of the next Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. I would really try to go to that before the workshop myself. I don't know. Now, a lot of people are saying, how dare you have a loser's parade embarrassing the team? Really now? Hey, for all of y'all complaining, how do you see stopping the losing-ass Browns from losing without something like that? To possibly embarrass leadership from letting this be normal. Because if the Browns ownership ain't want a parade, they would have what? 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 They'd have won. You don't want a parade this year. And when it was announced maybe five games ago with six games left, how do you stop it? You win a game. Because if you don't, it means you're a loser. Game over. No parade. Ownership will do nothing. If you embarrass them, maybe if you quit buying from the team shop, like I said a few weeks ago, or off NFL.com, quit buying tickets. Wait, eat before you go to the stadium. Buy Browns gear, bootleg, or through the thrift store. Even in Saeed's parking lot. Yeah, ownership will get it right. You want a good product, demand it. That's what the parade means to me. As a matter of fact, before I go and play this next record, I'm going to throw it out here like this. Let me use my group as an example. Black House Sounds. All right, we make real Cleveland music. It's just the way it is. Since we didn't like a lot of the nonsense that's going on, did you see Mr. Motley as a producer? Did you see him say, man, they're doing all this bad music. Man, I'm just getting sick of listening to it. He went out and did something about it. He made good music. Mr. Powers, did he get up there and say, you know something? I don't like a lot of these nonsense shows that's happening out here. No, he went out there and hosted something that was for the whole family. And then on top of it, hell of a lyricist on top of it. So now you got two lyricists. You got Hurricane Bang dropping bars. You don't like the industry, you go out there to do something to change it. And you hear that from Milligrand. That caused people like Angel Ortiz to roll through, got people's attention from Wealthy. Sheriff Kilroy, I don't like a lot of stuff that I hear. So guess what? I do something about it. I make something, and then I give it out there to you as an alternative, because if you want something to change, sometimes you have to demand it and be able to tell other folks who say there's nothing out there like that. Oh, yeah? Hold on a second. Let's pull out our smartphones. What's this say? Oh, okay. What's that video say? Oh, okay. It's got an international platform. Oh, yeah. The indie rap with Tina Hobson. I'm a Superwoman Radio and specialty stuff and so on and so forth. That's how you change your environment. With that being said, got to put this one out there. Yep. Since Daniel Woods told me don't call her name and embarrass her, I won't put her out there like that. This song goes out from the Fatty Banks soundtrack. On a Sunday. Might as well do that because I think that's when the skate thing is on anyway, so who knows. Boom. Be right back.
I wrestle with antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshing it. Went to the church for where my intellect could get rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting your
neck. I'm necessary in this whole vibe. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you, I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul. I want everybody to know.
If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound, lay your burden down. I know you can find this love.
I'm more Latarian, this whole vibe. place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I got a rest from my soul, I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday.
Out to Danielle, and then it dawned on me, yeah, but if you're a football fan, there is no love on a Sunday if you're a Browns fan. That's coming from Fatty Banks' Balance album featuring, Dalamans. And before I get back and see if I can't check and grab something else out from that quote-unquote Black House Sounds, I do want to throw out here real quick, if you choose, you can always check out Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube. Also, OPN Radio, which is Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Thursdays at 6 p.m. on WeUpRadio.com. Also, I want to give you two quick things because it is safety holiday time. So you might want to think that when you're walking out there in the streets right now, have your head on a 360-degree swivel, constantly looking ahead and behind yourself when you're out in public. Prayer helps, too. Physically look into your car, including the back seat, before you get into it. Watch having freaking earbuds in your ears. I'm just saying. And also, never let social media know if you're announcing your personal family's business, such as trips, vacations, and travel plans. And last but not least, never let people know that you have a lot of new purchase items, such as Christmas time, by putting the boxes and other items on your lawn on garbage day. You might want to break them down really well and all that stuff. So it's just one of those things, a few of those things I wanted to throw out because, yep, you all are hollering a minute. I don't let you all know anything. And also, I want to take the time to at least let people know that, here we go. We'll start off with you can celebrate Kwanzaa. UJAMA Cooperative Economics, Friday, December 29th, 12:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time to 7:30 p.m. There we'll start with workshops from 12:30 to about 4:30 at 680 East 113th, East 113th in St. Clair. The number one bus does pass by on St. Clair, or if you take the 10 and get off right at St. Clair, you can walk right over a few blocks because you're going to 680 East 113th at St. Clair, Glenville Rec Center. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44108, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You'll have Councilman Kevin Conwell, Anthony Hairston, Cleveland Council person as well, rappers, poets, dancers, Black House Sounds, Natalie R. Fitton. And then as I look at everything, the Kwanzaa, Spirit of Nia, Purpose, True Vine Baptist Church, which is at 711 East 105. That will be Saturday, December 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. Distinguished gentlemen of hip-hop, healthy food, State Senator Sandra Williams, Raj Matunji, and Earth Force Healthy Drinks, Natalie R. Fitton. Black House Sound, so at least I'm seeing what's being added up here. As a matter of fact, you know, I can go through before I play the next track because there's a reason that I just want to play it besides just having my nice sounding voice on there. I do believe that when it comes to certain things, I haven't told you that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated or go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. If anybody is picking up the East Side News, we will have copies by Wednesday. We'll start handing them out, headquarters and everybody who wants copies. The East Side News features Black on Black Crime Incorporated on the front page, Man in the Street article with different things, events, organizations, and people that we're involved with, from man-to-man program to the open mic night, you name it. So I'm just very appreciative. And with that being said, why not play this particular song? I liked it because, hell, it had some lyrics in it from everybody. And it caused me to think, wow, I can do that? Well, we'll go listen to it from, of course, Black House Sounds Presents, Sheriff Kilroy.
It's time to take off. Give a shout out to Black House Sounds again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
It's time to take off.
Did it mean?
Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead, my career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders, so why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade, and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years as a testament. A testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me. Gave me the edge. You're at the bottom. I'm on the ledge.
And you know I want to throw out there because I didn't mention it. I apologize. You can Facebook Black House Sounds, open mic. You sure can. You can also Facebook Black Man Army, man to man, as well as none other than Blog Talk or Facebook, Bored and Restless Club, or D Gambit Radio. D Gambit Radio is on Sundays, 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And while I do anything else before I do, I just want to at least... I didn't get a chance to do it last week. 12-foot step ladder for this soapbox. It won't take longer than 2 minutes. As Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, I believe she's a fair Democrat, because in the past she called on Senator Al Franken, fellow Democrat, to resign. And in an interview, she said President Bill Clinton, should have resigned over the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and joined others calling on Trump to resign over 19 women accusing him of sexual misconduct. Now, our kind president, you know, he tweeted about a week and a half ago that lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Now, Gillibrand's Twitter response was, "You can't silence me or the millions who got off the sidelines to speak about the unfitness and shame you brought to the White House." USA Today, they said, USA Today, the newspaper, last week at some point said a president who would all but call Senator Kirsten a whore isn't fit to clean toilets in the Barack Obama presidential library or shine George Bush shoes. Damn, that's why refuse fascism is out there like they do. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, they had something here during the time of the Roy Moore Alabama run, and at least fortunately a couple of weeks ago, Alabama citizens got the message and got off their behinds. Another thing I want to bring up is, before I leave out, maybe a week from tomorrow, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show at voiceofradio.com. We'll have the evidence and all of that, but I will say that New Year's Day, the episode, I plan on being here again, because how many people can holler, "Well, I'm a big-time on-air personality, yada, 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 yada. I'm the best, I'm the biggest." A holiday comes along, and I guess they're too full from eating to get up and do their job. So with that being said, I'm fortunate and thankful enough to be here. When you have the creator in your life, people like the Black House Sounds Brothers, people who are there, who push forward. I want to give a sound shout-out again to, she'll murder me for saying Danielle's name on the air probably. But anyway, also I want to give a shout-out to everybody who keeps pushing with this show, because by listening, you all really, 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 it means a lot to me. So that CMHA project is coming out soon. This next thing that we leave off with is one of those songs that I appreciate Black House Sounds for backing me up on, because it let me know that I could expand and do things a little bit different and expand my range and everything like that. So with that being said, we already should. We coming.
we coming. I ain't nothing weak, I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event, you got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stop to McGinney's house. I raise hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming, 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 we coming. We coming, we coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paying the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. But if the PD gets immunity or false alibi, I'm a stomp, I'm a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming, 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 we coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming.
I got this rap return back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I act in the need and violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of former slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming, 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 we coming.
And that's to me like a setup for the CMHA project. We'll get into more of that next week to let you know by then some of what is planned for 2018. During this last episode, I wish to thank all of you all who listened, told people about the program, shared the program, came out to certain events that we had, and just had a good time, even if it was no more than chill back and catch it on replay. To everybody involved, we thank you very much. I am very humble, creator-driven, blessed. May you all stay blessed during this holiday season. Look forward to rocking with you in the new years. Peace.